What I'm saying is we can't live our lives sloppy. Say amen way in the back. Say amen up front. Say amen in the middle. Stop being sloppy, careless, because you're saved. It is until you go to heaven. We must have a clear-cut objective. What is it you want to accomplish and in what time frame? In other words, you must start with an objective that can be measured. It may not be that you hit the mark. It may not be that you accomplish it in the time frame, but you need to set a time frame, be able to measure. You got a garage full of projects that you started 10 years ago, but you never put a measure on when you would finish, and ain't none of them finished. The spiders done took it over. Cobwebs and spider webs on your exercise equipment that you bought. You put a list up there of what exercises you would do every day, and the spiders took it over. If you did get on it, you had to get your broom out there and just knock all the cobwebs and everything off. Say amen, somebody. Why? Because you put no measure. You put no, you just started. Did it one day, got a little sore. Said, child, that ain't for me. What you need to do is exercise till you stop getting sore like that. The first thing, you must have a clear-cut objective. What is it you want to accomplish? Don't just put out pipe dreams. I want to be a millionaire by next month. What you going to do, rob a bank or what? You dealing drugs? What are you doing? Come on. You ain't got a bank account, but you are. Okay, let's be realistic. Clear cut objective that you must be able to measure. Number two, you must develop an action plan. You can't just sit on the couch or stay in the prayer closet. Here you want a husband. You've been praying for 3 years. Thank you for my husband, Lord. Thank you. Well, get an action plan. Go get your nice wardrobe. All the ladies said. Go get some fragrances. Get a little something, you know. See the nails, the toenails, what? Come on, somebody say action plan. You can't be walking around here like this here. I'm praying for a husband. You're going to be praying. Just about get an action plan. Start looking pretty. Start acting like a lady. Don't be fussing and fighting, ready to fight nobody up. I'll knock you out. That ain't ladylike. Tell somebody you need an action plan. Make yourself attractive. You can still be saved and then be making yourself attractive. It's not wrong to want a husband or a wife. Man, find a wife, you find a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. But you got to have an action plan. Nobody just sloppy. He don't want Godzilla. She don't want Godzilla. I'm not talking about trying to pretend or deceive anybody. Just take care of yourself. You know, show a person you about something. This is the real yeah. I got a plan. I got a clear cut objectives. There's some stuff I want to do with my life. That's not asking too much, is it? He just dragging the church, always just hanging in there. Well, number three, see, after you get your objective and you develop your plan, well, see, your plan has to do with what are you going to do to accomplish the objective? And what price are you willing to pay? What price? See, a lot of folk, they have an objective, they have a little plan, but the plan doesn't include paying the price. It don't include paying the price to reach the objective. You're just going through some motions. You gotta be willing to develop an action plan and be willing to pay the price. My question to you. Here we go back to the lunch. Are you willing to be that one that pays the price? If we understand God to be the God of increase, God is not out to decrease you, not out to humiliate you, not out to limit you. His eyes go to and fro in all the earth in search of a heart that's perfect toward him, that he might show himself mighty in their behalf. That's the God that we serve. Are you willing to pay the price? You remember the story I tell about the woman that saw the dress in the store, the mannequin? She liked the dress, passed by it 3 days, and on the third day she came into the store, felt the fabric, loved the fabric, tried the dress on, the dress was perfect, loved it till she saw the price tag. She said, oh, Jesus, too much for me. She wasn't willing to pay the price. Are you willing to pay the price? God will give you the grace to do that. Then number three, which I think is very, very important, we must, and this is Tom Landry. I'm improvising. I'm adding on to what he said. But these were the three. The third one is you must identify the resistant forces that try to keep you from your objectives and your goals. You must identify. Sometimes they're folks. Hello, sometimes they are people that get in your way with their unbelief, with their negativity, with their meanness, getting in your way. You have to identify that. Tom Landry said, you know, they had a play that they practiced. Coach, they had a play they practiced in practice all the time, threw about 7 yard flare or something out to the tight end. They scored a touchdown every practice. He said, but the resistance was the Green Bay Packers when they went to Lambeau. He said, Green Bay had scouted them out. And so they knew what they was going to do. So they had to know where their resistance was and then adjust, make the necessary adjustments, because the Packers were trying to keep them from their objectives and from their goals. And each one of us has a Green Bay Packer team that's out there that tries to keep you from your objective. But you must identify. If you don't identify them, you can't defeat them. Once you identify what they're trying to do to you to keep you from your objectives and your goals, then you can make the necessary adjustments through prayer and let God give you wisdom on how to get through or get around it. On that road that I was traveling on, there were lumps, huge piles of big rock and dirt. But driving that car, I know I wasn't driving myself. I know the Holy Ghost was in there with me because there was no fear. I had to make adjustments, go around certain stuff, up over. Be willing to make those adjustments. But the first thing is you have to have a clear-cut objective. You must develop an action plan and identify the resistant forces that try to keep you from your objectives. He says, life is never, it never takes place in a vacuum. What do we mean? When God blesses you, or even when you start out doing something that pertains to your destiny, it doesn't mean that all trouble is going to cease. When you obey God, doesn't mean that, okay, everything's going to be roses. Life is not in a vacuum. There's resistant forces. The Lord said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, in the presence of opposition. God will still prepare a table. But see, the problem lies in your perception, your perspective, because many will start to look at the problems while God is yet blessing them And then the enemy stops you in your tracks. People see a glass half empty when actually it's half full. I ain't got but some loaves and fishes. I have no doubt some of the men had bigger lunches than that behind their back. Think about it. I mean, think about it with me, please. Let's go into reality here. I'm certain out of 20,000 folk, there was more than those fishes and loaves that the little boy brought from home. Yeah, I used to think, I don't know if they have them down here, but I know in the Midwest we had them smelt. Smelt fish, the little tiny ones. That's what I used to think they were, the little smelt. Little boy has smelts. I'm sure. Think about it. I have no doubt that when we get to heaven, you're going to see a whole bunch of folks. Somebody's going to come to you and say, yeah, I was one of them. Man, I had enough to feed about 25 folk. Life never takes place in a vacuum. There will always, someone say always. There will always be forces of resistance. Resisting forces. But that cannot stop God's purpose and plan for your life. Okay? If you can't identify these forces, if you don't recognize them, you can't defeat them. Now, with Peter, the resisting force was his perception. Lord, we have fished all night long and taken nothing. That's the way he saw it. I said, that's where his perception was. We are continuing in part 89 of Mega Grace, The God of Increase, part 2. We need to know how to invest, how to give, and understand when currency comes our way. We need to put it where it counts, in the kingdom of God. That's where it multiplies. We are created in the image of God and after his likeness. God wants us to put seed in the ground. We need to be people who give liberally. If you're not experiencing increase, don't blame God or look at people. Do some soul searching. Learn how to store up the wealth. Lack and poverty and insufficiency, all of these are enemies of God's kingdom.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.